The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm excited to do today's second date update for once to actually talk to somebody on my level.
So
Cody on the phone right now, he described himself in his email as a former athlete. So from one former athlete to another. What's up, Cody? How are you?
Oh, my good Lord.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Not bad, man. Thanks for your email. For doing a second date update. What sport are you a former athlete in?
I used to play baseball.
Baseball, oh, yeah. Sweet. Me too. I played T-ball once.
Do you,
before I quit.
Cody, do you always describe yourself that way?
It wasn't like his whole email was about how he was an athlete.
He's calling
himself.
Yeah. And by the way, I went on a date. No. But let me tell you about my former career.
You just mentioned it in his email, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know,
it's not on my business card.
Okay.
He calls himself former athlete Cody.
Yeah.
That's his full name. So you want us to call a girl named Jennifer today. Tell us a little bit about her.
She was a friend of some friends. We had a little kind of blind date, and I think it went really well, and I'm just trying to get a hold of her.
What'd you guys do?
We went out to this bar. I tried not to go to any, like, dinky little quartz bar. We went somewhere a little bit nicer, had some really good food. Just a little, you know, kind of small place, a little variety of stuff.
Anytime I've been set up through friends, I've always been like, really? You guys think I would like this person? It's always the worst date. So you actually enjoyed it?
Yeah, I mean, my friends, they have pretty good taste. I mean, Jennifer, she looked really good. She's very pretty, petite, small, which is kind of the type of girl that I really like to go for. And just had a great smile.
How big are you, Cody? That's a
how
weird.
Big am I?
Are you my type?
Yeah. Are you strapping with large shoulders? I hope so.
You are a
because
athlete.
I like your voice. I tell you that right now. I meant just because you said like she's petite and little, and you're a former athlete. So are you a big dude?
I'm about 6 foot.
Okay, and you like?
I still work out, but I know I'm. You know. I wasn't a football player or a rugby player or anything.
Yeah. Can I get you to email some pics? I'm still not tracking with what you're saying there, Cody. So what else about the date? Anything interesting?
You know, we went Dutch on it, and she seemed pretty cool about that.
Why did you decide to do that?
I don't know. I brought it up. I was like, do you want me to pay? And she's like, you know, it seemed like a first date, you know, there's no obligation or anything. I don't want to feel like she felt like she had to, you know, do anything in return. It was just very kind of even down the middle.
Do you think splitting the check with her is the reason that she's not calling you back?
I mean, it could be.
It is kind of, I mean, like, even when I go out with my girlfriends, I always offer to pay.
Mm-hmm. And you just and hope then, that no one says
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, but then it can also anger exactly. Women if you don't offer. So I think you did a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to seem like a cheapskate or anything either.
Yeah, I usually just let her pay. You know, and I know she's usually just reaching for a card out of a courtesy, just not to seem like she's expecting you to pay. I just let him do it. And I'm just like, oh, sweet. I'm used to paying on first dates. Nice. This is refreshing.
Did it get awkward after you had the conversation about who was going to pay? Because that's kind of a weird thing to even talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it felt like we kind of ran out of things to talk about. you know, I kind of wanted to try to hint towards, you know, what you might want to do again if you want to go see a game or something.
You asking to go to a game, was that a good opportunity to drop in the fact that, hey, I used to play baseball? And
oh.
Well, it doesn't hurt to say, you know, yeah. I kind of had like an inside.
I hope you did, Cody.
Why not?
Yeah,
come on.
Cool.
Yeah, if I was any sort of athlete and I had played at a collegiate level or a pro level, I would be dropping that every chance I got.
Did you play after high school, Cody?
I played in college, and then I tore my ACL.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Okay.
That's tough.
And how did it end with her? Did you get a kiss at least?
We had a hug at the end of the date instead of like a kiss or anything. So I don't want to seem too forward. And that's kind of what she kind of wanted. So
That's terrible, never a good sign.
But yeah.
But she did say she wants to see you again. How many times have you tried to get a hold of her?
I called. I left a couple messages for her. And then I just emailed her. Her friends gave me her email. But she hasn't responded to anything.
Okay, Cody, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, man, hang on.
All right, thanks.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right, Cody, here we go. Are you about ready to call Jennifer and see why she doesn't want to go out with you again?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Cody wants us to call Jennifer. They were set up through friends, went on a date to a high-class upscale bar, shared some food and some drinks. He thinks the reason that she's not calling him back is because he split the bill with her at the end. Yeah. That's the only thing that you can think of, right, Cody?
Yeah. I think we had a really good connection, and whatever it was that might have turned her off, I think I can convince her that I'm worth, you know,
whatever it is.
If she wants you to pay for everything from here on out, are you still going to pursue it?
Yeah, I mean, I can afford it.
Okay.
I'm just kind of bummed that I can't get a hold of her just to even, you know, plead my case.
All right, well, we'll call her, see if we can get her on the phone, and get your second date update. Here we go, man.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jennifer.
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because I want you to be a guest on our show.
She must listen since she sounds so hesitant about that statement.
Would love to have you in a segment on our show.
You want to explain
yeah,
a little more?
I would love to. It's called the Second Date Update. Have you heard it?
Oh, well, I've heard of it, but I haven't actually heard it.
Oh, this is a perfect way to introduce you to that segment then, because you are the guest of honor for the Second Date Update today.
Okay.
What that means is that you recently went out on a date with someone who listens to our show. They emailed us and asked us to call you because you've been blowing them off.
Oh.
Now I know what the second date update is about.
I remember.
His name is Cody.
Uh-huh.
Did you like Cody?
Yeah, I mean, he's really cute.
Yeah.
That is so bad. Don't ever start it with an if you really like someone.
So you have not been calling Cody back. He's tried to get a hold of you a couple times. He's called. He even told us that he emailed you.
Yeah, I sent a few emails.
Okay, so here's how the second date update works. We ask you why. Is there a reason that you didn't want to go out with Cody?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to hurt the guy's feelings. Like, he seems like a nice guy, and I don't want to say anything bad.
Right. How about this? I'll tell you what he told us, and then you tell me if you have the same story, okay?
Okay.
Okay, he said you were set up through friends.
Yeah.
Said you guys went to a bar.
Uh-huh.
You ate and had some drinks. Then ended up splitting the check.
Yep.
He said at the end of the night, you told him you would think about going out again or you'd like to go out again and then haven't called him back. That's all he told us.
Yeah.
Was it the splitting the check thing? Because he feels like that's probably what did it.
I don't care about that. I mean, that was like, I was happy to, like, I would have paid for the whole thing just to get out of there.
It was that bad?
It was that bad?
He was weird about it. Like, had he just said, well, what do you want to do? Should we split this? Should we, you know, it would have been fine.
It sounded like he had an awkward conversation with you about it.
Yeah, he made it weird. He's weird.
He's weird.
He kept talking about how he used to be an athlete and he's not anymore and he can't work out and, you know, am I what he expected?
Oh,
and
gosh.
Just talk about, like, what
did
he
actually
able to do.
Did he use the line, am I what you expected?
Yes, yeah, oh, totally.
Did it just...
It was weird.
There's
like,
two
ways. So insecure and I was like, and I kept having to reassure him, like, no, you're really good looking.
Yeah.
I can't tell that you don't work out.
Yeah.
And then he ordered like a bunch of different like appetizer plates for us to eat.
Okay.
And he ordered this cheese thing. But I told him, I was like, I can't eat cheese. I can eat anything else. But if you order the cheese, it's all on you because I'm lactose intolerant and I just didn't want to deal with it.
Mm.
And I thought that would be the end of it. But he ordered the cheese. And then he kept saying, I'm not mad that you're not eating the cheese, but just can you just have some?
So he was insecure about his cheese consumption on top of everything else? So
there was something in his head that he thought, like, ahead of time, that we were going to be eating cheese for sure. And then when that didn't happen, his whole world was blown away.
You have to eat the cheese. Just look at me, Jennifer. Shut up and eat your cheese.
At a certain point, it just was so much work. Like, all I remember is, I'm not mad, you're not eating cheese. My knees. My ACL.
All right. So, Jennifer, awesome. Jennifer, thank you for doing the second date update.
Oh,
I appreciate
man.
It. It sounds like you just found Cody kind of obnoxious altogether.
I mean, he's probably a really nice guy. I can't do it again.
What would you say to Cody if you could say anything to him right now?
Can I swear? I can't swear on the radio.
Sure. No, you can swear.
I can swear?
Yeah. I'll beep it out.
Chill the f*** out.
Okay, Jennifer.
It's a clear message,
now,
Jennifer.
How about you actually say that to Cody because he's listening on the other line and heard you just say to chill the f*** out.
Was I really that annoying?
Yeah, you are.
Oh. Oh, the
truth. I'm sorry. You just, it was so... I don't think I talked about myself at all. We talked about like injuries, icing things, elevating.
Well, you seemed interested in it, so I thought I would just keep going.
Oh,
and seriously, I'm not mad about the cheese. I just thought you would really like it. And I thought you should try it. I'm not mad at anything about you not eating it. It's just really good.
It's not that I didn't want to try it. It's just I can't. If I eat. Like, I can't digest dairy. Do you know what I mean? Like, just Google what lactose intolerance is.
She doesn't want to say, but...
Don't click on images.
Cody,
not click on images.
You don't want her eating cheese. Cody, do you feel like you talked about yourself too much?
Maybe I do, but now that I'm aware of it, I can try to not do that. I'll talk, you know, now we'll have a date about Jennifer.
A Jennifer date? That sounds lovely.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Jennifer?
I mean, our friends thought we had a lot in common, so
yeah.
I really liked you, and I think cheese aside, I think we could really have a lot to talk about, and I think we really could have a good connection.
there were so many weird things that I don't know if I can get past it.
Well, all right, so maybe I was a little nervous. That might have affected it. I just really wanted it to work out. Now, I think now that this has all happened, I think we'll have a lot to laugh about, you know?
He tried to start the laughter.
Jennifer, would you like to go on a second date with Cody? We will pay for it. Give him one more shot. See if he can tone it down a little bit.
Oh, it's all about you.
It'll be all about Jennifer.
That sounds like a cool
See,
date.
He made you laugh right there, Jennifer.
Oh.
Well, this is so weird, you guys. You're calling me from the radio.
We're peer pressuring you into this date is what's happening,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Yeah, come on.
See if he can not annoy the hell out of you.
Oh.
We'll give it a shot.
Yes!
You'll go out one more time with Cody.
You ask her lots of questions about herself.
I'll have a list.
Okay. Have a listen.
No.
I'm kidding.
A list of interview questions ready. Can't wait to send you guys out to the dairy farm to spend the day.
Oh, beautiful.
It'll be so much fun.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.